Earlier this month, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell announced that the city's people's open markets would close until further notice. However, when the mayor announced that residents work from home if they are non-essential workers, certified farmers markets were included in the list of essential businesses, along with grocery stores and restaurants. Other municipalities, like San Francisco, have made that declaration. The markets themselves have made modifications. The Hawaii Farm Bureau has several farmers markets, and it closed its Kapi'olani Community College Saturday Market and the Kailua Market. However, they have made modifications to keep shoppers and farmers safe. Brian Miyamoto is the Farm Bureau's executive director. He spoke with The Conversation's Jason Ubai.
The Hawaii Farm Bureau, we're actively monitoring the COVID-19 situation like everyone else. But we're looking at ways that we can assist our farmers and ranchers, you know, during this very challenging time. We have to close some of our farmers' markets, which obviously impact many of the farmers, especially small farmers. But other markets are closed, such as, you know, those that are in the tourism industry, restaurants that scaled back, hotels, you know, so there's a lot of other retail markets that have closed down for our farmers, but specifically, you know, as we're talking about farmers markets, and, you know, keep in mind, a lot of our small farmers do depend on this as their primary source of income. You know, we really believe that the farmers markets are a critical part of the community. They're essentially outdoor grocery stores, and like a grocery store, you know, they're a vital source of fresh fruit, vegetables, and other foods. So we've been working really hard to try to keep the farmers markets open. They're outdoor. They're not as crowded as some of the grocery stores. They're a little bit more spread out. So we're really working to, you know, to urge the state to do what other states have done and exempt them from some of the closures, because other states such as California and New York, you know, where they're really shut down, they actually consider farmers markets essential businesses. So we're working to try to keep these retail markets open. We've taken a number of practice steps to mitigate possible exposure at our farmers markets. Like everyone else, we've kind of changed how the farmers markets operate, because the health and safety of everyone involved in the farmers market community is first and our foremost priority.
I've been to the farmers market before. I know some of the food vendors do have to change some of their protocols, and as far as folks going in and out of line, do you have anything trying to keep people safe and at a distance so there's not just like a big crowd and rush?
Absolutely. You know, we're encouraging social distancing like everyone else is. You know, we install hand sanitizers at our info booths and around the market, put up signage that reminds customers and vendors involved to follow the guidelines, you know, to spread of COVID-19, intensified our cleaning regimen by thoroughly cleaning and disinfecting all high-touch areas of the market, requiring farmers, vendors, and other market partners to adhere to best practices, again, as outlined by the CDC. Some of our markets have music. We've temporarily discontinued live music or anything else other than the selling of products to encourage social distancing, discontinued product sampling. We're instituting a grab-and-go policy, really for not just for food, but for everything. You know, come in, support your local farmers and ranchers, get what you need, and then obviously go. But to try to minimize these large gatherings and, again, encourage the social distancing. We're also reminding our customers, you know, if you are stay home. You know, if you're high risk, avoid the public gatherings. Again, follow CDC guidelines. As far as lines, separate lines, try not to, you know, have people standing in line after the order or standing in large groups, you know, creating separate waiting areas if it is for food products. Also providing gloves to our vendors. We're looking to follow a vendor only, you know, looking at handling the produce for the customers. So, you know, again, it's evolving. It's something new. We're taking a lot of direction from the CDC, from other states and what they're doing and the type of measures that they are implementing. And we believe it's a critical service. I don't think we're considering shutting down supermarkets, so we shouldn't consider shutting down our farmers markets. Our farmers have products that they have harvested that they need to sell. We don't want it to go bad. We want it to be in the community. We want to make sure our farmers have income so they can continue to farm. We don't want to disrupt the food supply chain. Food is one of our critical needs anytime, especially now here during an emergency. So we want to make sure that we keep the supply chain of food constantly moving, and our farmers are going to need income in order for that to happen. If they're losing money, they're not going to be able to afford to replant, to harvest, for the transportation, for the labor costs. So we're doing what we can to keep our farmers and ranchers in production and finding markets for them.
There's certainly less demand from hotels and restaurants right now. So when this passes through, is it going to be, how difficult is it for farmers to just kind of ramp it back up, ramp up their production again?
Obviously, it'll be difficult for anybody to start. You know, the economy is going to be struggling. It's already struggling. Access to capital is going to be difficult. You know, hopefully when we recover, the markets are still there. But that's why it's critically important that the production, not where it is, we actually grow it. I mean, if you look across the mainland, I mean, they're looking to try to expand. There is a demand there. So we really want to keep the farmers and ranchers in production. We want to provide the food for our residents here in Hawaii, and we're doing all we can. You know, from farmers markets to a lot of CSAs are popping up. We've got partners like Foodland looking to buy more local produce. Hawaii Food Bank, we've been in contact with. They're looking to buy produce, supplement the can and the prepared foods that they have for the needy. Aloha Harvest, Mauna Kea Pacific, FarmLink's doing an amazing job connecting farmers with markets. The legislature, Department of Agriculture is taking a lead. So everyone's trying to, you know, there's such a huge issue, COVID-19. But from the agriculture sector, we're trying to do what we can to keep food, a basic need for our residents, for the people available. And in order to do that, we need the farmers to have markets available. Again, California, New York, agriculture is considered an essential business operation, exempt from a lot of these lockdowns. Even Homeland Security considers agriculture critical. So, you know, we need to make sure that the food supply is still flowing, that ag sector is producing, and we can do that by keeping markets, especially farmers markets, as one, because some have closed, as we discussed earlier. You know, keeping the markets open, but also making sure that they are safe and there are protocols in place to make sure we're protecting the people of Hawaii.
Any other priorities you got? I mean, aside from making sure that supply chain and the farmers markets stay open for your members?
Again, keeping the supply chain open is a big priority. But Farm Bureau is also working with our other partners, understanding the need for financial resources. Farmers and ranchers and other members, you know, are going to be impacted and are being impacted by COVID. So we are working with the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. They've got a loan program, an emergency loan program. We also work with the Hawaii Department of Business and Economic Development. They also have these loan programs. They're working with Pohala Center, like Pohala Center and Feed the Hunger Foundation with microloan programs. Working with USDA Farm Service Agency. We have all this information on our website. Again, we're just trying to be proactive and trying to provide resources to our farmers and ranchers and members across the state in this very, very difficult time. We've also reached out and been contacted by our congressional delegation, specifically Congressman Ed Case, and we're hoping that we can get some federal funding for Hawaii, again, to aid local farmers and ranchers. Something we brought up earlier, you know, the food bank, the little harvest, the needy are still going to need food, and we want to be able to support those programs also. Again, there are markets for farmers. Our farmers have been donating. You know, as I said before, we would like some income, so if there can be federal funds or state funds or county funds or philanthropic funds to help buy some of the produce, it's going to help both the farmers and those that are in need of food. So, you know, it's a comprehensive approach. We're working with many partners and many collaborators. This is just one sector of our economy here in Hawaii, but we're doing our best and we're looking for our leaders to really look at what they can do to help Hawaii. So, again, we are, you know, we've got even private businesses like Kualoa Ranch who's looking to do produce in their parking lots, again, adhering to CDC guidelines and protocols. So you have many, many entities and organizations out there. We continue to monitor, and we ask everyone to monitor local, state, and federal information and guidelines and follow the recommended guidelines. We really need to reduce the risk of exposure of COVID-19, and I think we're all in it together and do what we need to do to get through this, support each other, care for each other, but also, continue to please buy local what matters. Support our farmers and ranchers that are still in this difficult time out there producing food, produce, fresh local food products for our residents here in Hawaii.
That was Brian Miyamoto, Hawaii Farm Bureau's executive director, talking about the effect of the coronavirus on local farmers. To see what markets are open or closed, visit our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.